Second date update.
We got Noah standing by. Noah went out with Carly. They had a great first date, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out, maybe get him that second date. First of all, Noah, tell Michelle and I how you met Carly.
Yeah, I met Carly through a couple of mutual friends. We ended up going to a party and connected. And, you know, I said, you know what? She's very beautiful, cute. Let me ask her out.
Okay.
And I did. We went on a date.
All right. How'd that go?
Yeah, the date was great. You know, we went out to dinner. We had a great time. We talked about friends and family, our hobbies. Overall, she seemed really happy, I thought. I mean, it was great, but then I never heard from her again.
All right. Did anything go wrong on the date? We always ask.
No, I couldn't tell, really. I mean, you know, we spent so much time together. We were just talking. I never felt like she was bothered by me at all.
Okay. That's winning.
All right, there we go. All right, well, let's give her a call. See if we figure out what's going on. See if we get your second date, okay?
Okay, that's nice.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
So we've gotten a hold of Carly. Carly, do you remember going out with Noah?
Oh, yes, I do. My blisters remember.
Blisters?
Yeah.
Well, he called us, said you guys had a great date. How did you get blisters on your date? Should I even ask?
not in a good way. Basically, he came to my house without a car. He basically walked for about 2 miles to save money on gas. Then he decided we would go for a nice little stroll to the restaurant. So I pictured, you know, a nice little 5-minute walk or whatever. No, it was 45 minutes walk to get to the restaurant. So we had dinner, and at the end, I was like, let's take an Uber, because my feet were killing me. But, I had cute shoes on. And he said, that's cool. Let's walk. So I bit my tongue and just walked home and just thought, well, fine, I'm getting my steps in. But it was brutal.
Michelle, you would hate this date, wouldn't you?
Especially, you know, if you're not knowing ahead of time, and I'm sure you had your outfit planned on and everything, and then you've got your cute shoes on. So the reasoning was he wanted to save money on gas?
Mm-hmm. He kept bringing up the price of gas over and over, and it just started making me feel like, I wanted to pay for the meal because obviously he was so worried about money, but then I was so angry that I didn't want to pay for the whole meal myself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he didn't want to do the Uber home either, he said.
No, because again, then you were paying for gas.
I guess so.
True,
yeah,
I guess,
Uber
yeah.
gas. Yeah. Well,
money.
He didn't say any of that to us when he called us and asked us to talk to you on his behalf. He's actually on the other line. Can we bring him in this conversation just to kind of hear his take on all this?
Sure.
All right. Noah, are you there?
Yeah. No, this is coming as a surprise to me. It's a shock. I mean, it wasn't that far of a walk, really. It was like a 10-minute walk for us, really.
You were walking so fast. I had to keep slowing you down. You're forgetting that I'm wearing these cute shoes. I'm smaller than you. And it was like you were doing competitive walking or something.
No. It just felt like we just had to go for a walk. I even asked you if you felt comfortable. You said yes. You told me you felt comfortable. And it's like, look, realistically, gas prices are super expensive right now, man.
Here we go. See?
If you're paying more for gas than your meal, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Noah, don't you think that because you're going out on a date and making that first impression, maybe this was the one time you should pay for gas?
No. If you start paying for gas, you start paying for everything. And next, you know, you're just okay with all everything is just having the prices are skyrocketing. I did not want to pay for gas. It would just give her false expectations of me. And, you know, this is not true to who I am. And if I go that route, I would just be lying to her.
And she'd be expecting you to drive her all over town to different places.
Yeah, next thing you know, I am driving and I'm spending gas all the time. I don't want to be paying way more than I should.
Okay, well, that's all well and good. But we passed like 7 restaurants. We could have stopped at one of those 7 along the way.
Well, Carly, you never told me that you wanted to go out to any of these restaurants. They threw out a place and you just agreed with it. So that's why I said, let's go to this place then. If it felt like you wanted to eat somewhere closer, I would have known. You know, I would have rather eaten somewhere closer than pay for gas, though.
Okay. What about this? How about this? You two go on a second date. We'll pick up the tab for the date, and we will pay for the Uber back and forth, so that's all taken care of, too. Would you have any interest, Carly, in going out a second time with Noah?
Yeah, that is a solid no. I've already gone through that. I'm sure there's a way that he would find for us to walk somewhere.
All right. Well, you're a good sport to come on the air. I just really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Noah, unfortunately, didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Carly.
Yeah, seriously. Like, you guys understand what I'm saying, right? It was just a 10-minute walk. It was not that far.
All right. I get what you're saying, but, you know, if I've learned one thing from Michelle, is the higher the heels, the closer you park. And that could be taken in this situation, too, amended to a walk to a restaurant.
Well, you know what? He will find somebody that will enjoy a 45-minute walk to the restaurant and back.
Yeah.
It's not Carly.
It's not.
Because even if she was annoyed with that and she found him endearing and, you know, maybe she would be like, all right, well, I'll pay for the gas, you know?
You know, or if she was forewarned, hey, do you mind walking to this restaurant?
Yeah.
Then she would have worn something more appropriate to walk.
Yes. Yeah. She could have, you know, dressed appropriately for that.
Yeah. Because if you're walking like 45 minutes or even if it was 10 minutes, it probably was somewhere in between there,
and
I bet.
You're sweating.
Yeah.
And it's so hot in Texas.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.